This is TWiT.
Arizona Lou on the line. Hello, Arizona Lou.
Hey, I'm doing well. You can be my Spidey sense, maybe, I hope.
Lou is a comedian. A comedian, folks. Trouble. Yeah, what's the matter, Arizona Lou?
Yeah, I just got back from Alaska doing comedy, and I've been shot 3 times. So.
Shot by a, I hope not by a pistol, but by a vaccine.
Vaccine.
Okay.
And you're my last hope here.
What's the matter, Lou?
When I book my comedy gigs, I need to record the conversation of the telephones on my cell phone, and I've read reviews. I spent a whole day installing and finding out they didn't work and then uninstalling apps because I am on Google Fi, so I need to be on the internet. And some of them will not, they won't record while they're on the internet. They can't record directly. Some of them, you have to put them on speakerphone.
Oh, that's cuckoo.
Record. But none of them that I have found can just simply record the telephone call.
So one solution would be to, instead of using Google Fi, but make your phone call with Google Voice, which has a built-in recording capability.
Now, is my phone compatible with Google?
Sure. All Android phones are. You download an app called Google Voice. And then when you switch on the recording, when you're on the call, you press 4 to start recording, and it'll say, "Call is being recorded." And it does that for legal reasons. It depends where you are, Lou, but some states are two-party notification states where essentially everybody on the phone call has to be notified that you're recording.
Yeah. Arizona's a single. Most of them are single.
Yeah, most of them are single, which is silly. I don't even understand. I guess the idea of single is, well, some third party like the FBI can't record your call, but single means only one party needs to know. Anyway, it's a good idea to, and it announces the call as long as you don't mind that. Mm-hmm. And then the call, so once you're done recording, press 4 again. Everybody will say, "The call recording has ended." And then the calls show up as voicemail in your voicemail tab in Google Voice. So that's, to me, that's the easiest way to do that. And it's free.
Google Fi.
Now, actually, Fi is interesting because when I signed up for Fi, and I love Fi, it said, "Okay, we're going to take your Google Voice account away from you." But I still have a Google Voice app. I think you can still do it. That's an interesting question. Why not? People without Fi can do it. Why would they disadvantage you? Let me just see here. My Google Voice. I bet I could still record.
You have Fi like I do.
Yes.
So yes. You may be able to do what I hope I can do.
Yes. Exactly. Something like that. So that's the first thing I'd try. I'm sure there are other apps, but I think the legalities of it kind of stop a lot of these apps from call recording. As a third-party app. It's also a little tricky. That's why that one app said we'll put it on the speakerphone, because they're just using the microphone and the phone to record the audible, you know, speaker sound. Because they can't get into the actual audio, right? The reason Google Voice works is because you're using Google Voice to make the call. I'm going to guess that you could probably record calls if you use other apps like WhatsApp or the Facebook app to make those calls. I bet you they also have a recording feature built into them.
Yeah. Well, if I need to turn on the speaker, I can just record it with
but that's no good. Yeah, you don't. That's a silly workaround. You can record WhatsApp calls. So I would bet that anything that is making an internet call would have that capability to record. So if you open WhatsApp, you dial the call. Oh, you need the Cube Call widgets in your app. So there's a widget that you add called Cube Call that will let you then record. Just try the Google
WhatsApp.
Voice. Yeah, that's WhatsApp. Do you use that for messaging ever? Very popular. Yeah, it's the outside of the U.S., it's the number one messaging app. I bet you a Telegram, which is another messaging app. The thing that all of these, they used to be just text messages, and all of them now offer audio and video calls. So let me see if Telegram, if you can record that. Yep, there's also, you start a, what they call a voice chat, and then you can record it. So I would bet that that's pretty common. Yeah.
Can I plug my website?
Arizona Lou's Comedy is at
ArizonaLou.com.
Well, that was hard. And you do a lot of charity work, I know. That's why I'm happy to give you a plug.
Oh, well thank you. Yeah, I'm now doing free benefit shows for veterans posts across the country.
Nice. And what were you went up to Alaska to do a show?
I did three shows up there.
Nice.
For American Legion and Elks Lodge.
Nice.
And it was cool.
I bet it was. Yeah. Chilly, in other words, yes. But I hope the reception was warm.
It was expected, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing is these days. I hope the reception was warm for you. If you want to book Arizona Lou, just ArizonaLou.com. Is that right?
Yep. Go to my press kit or my press kit page, and it's all there.
Always a pleasure.
Also, I have all 1,259 appearances listed so far.
Wow. This is a second career for you, right, Lou?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I started when I was about 72.
How old are you now?
I was born in MCMXLI.
XLI?
28.
1941. Yeah. Wow.
You are so good. I can't stand it.
Lou, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure talking to you.
You take care. Hey, thanks, and I'll try these tips.
Yeah, try those. I've always used Google Voice to record, but you know, you did raise an interesting question. Once you're using Google Fi, I'm not sure what you do. I think it'll still work.